Welcome to Tank Talk with Teddy, a podcast talking all things related to residential oil tanks. You have questions? Teddy has answers.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing, John? This is Teddy from Simple Tank.
Hey, Teddy. How are you? Good to hear from you here.
Yes, I got your sample results. You probably don't want to hear from me after I tell you what you got, but yeah, I'm here.
I know. I kind of figured that, but all right. What's the bad word? What's the bad news here?
Well, so we take the one sample. We kind of try to get a temperature, so to speak, of what's going on out there. Depending on what the results are, we have certain options. When they're under a certain level, you have more options. When they're over a certain level, you really only have one option. Unfortunately, your sample result came in over in that area. It's over 5,100. So the only option we have is we do have to perform a soil remediation here. We cannot get away with just sampling the excavation. So I have a note in the file that you're interested in a fixed price. So I'll explain how that works.
Kind of explain to me how this works now, so I can kind of figure out what's going on. So go ahead. I'm listening to you.
Yeah, tell me what the scenario is with the house. This is an estate property?
I got to unload it. I'm definitely want to unload it. It's an estate property. Well, actually, it's not an estate property. I own the property right now. But I didn't change the deed. I didn't do all that stuff.
Okay.
But I'm unloading it. I got to sell it. And I want it done quick. I might have a couple people lined up, but I had them before, too, and nothing panned out. So money talks with me, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I hear you, man. I hear that.
Try to hook me up here the best you can here. He had this tank done 25 years ago, and I looked up this guy, Walt, which is your partner, and you guys seem to work pretty good. I like the way you guys work, so help me out here.
Yeah, definitely. I'll definitely work with you and try to, you know, make this as easy and painless as possible. So I'll give you some options.
And I've also given your name out to a lot of people. I'm good like that. I do that a lot. So go ahead. I'm listening now.
I appreciate it. I mean, you have two ways of going about this. One way is the basic way that everyone else in the industry does it. They do what's called an open-ended contract. They guesstimate how much tonnage has to come out, essentially. And they say, okay, we're going to guess that's 20 tons. And they come out, and depending on how much tonnage actually has to get removed, will determine what your final invoice is. That's one way of going about it. Okay, the other way, if you want to be certain, 100% certain on what this is going to cost, we can come out there. We drill around in the area to determine how far this contamination traveled, and then we can give you a fixed price on the cleanup. And if you go that route, what I would suggest, and if you wanted to, you could wait until you find a buyer. We can do the work and then get paid at closing if you go that route.
Hang on a minute. Okay. Okay. You can. Now, let me ask you this. When you do the testing, okay, now, of course, that's right included in the price?
Well, yeah, so how it works, we charge a fee, $600 to do the testing. If you hire us, we put that towards the next project phase.
That's what I mean. Okay, listen, I'm hiring you guys. I'm not dealing with somebody else right now, okay? Does that make it a little bit better? You know what I'm trying to say? I'm not going shopping here.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah, and I mean, if you did, I mean, our prices are very competitive, and, you know, we provide a lot of services that our guys don't, so.
So what would the what's the first price?
So if you went open-ended, typically a 20-ton remediation is about $9,500.
Okay.
So that's
Now,
if it goes over 20 tons, now it's $100 a ton extra. So if we take out 40 tons, you're looking at an extra $2,000 on top of that. If it's 40 tons or 60 tons, it's an extra $4,000 on top of that. So it goes up depending on how much soil has come out. A typical remediation is between 20 and 60 tons of soil that gets remediated. That's a typical average cleanup. So, you know, it could range. These things go from 9 to 15 typically. So that's just a starting point, really. If you want a fixed number, then we would drill it. We would figure out exactly how far it traveled, and we would tell you, okay, here's what it is. Here's your fixed number. That number doesn't fluctuate.
And then I can't go back. Can't you just come out and drill it and then – not drill it, test it, and then kind of like – I can't decide then? No.
You don't have to decide now. After we drill it, if I give you, I could come back to you and say, hey, here's your fixed price, hypothetically, just numbers. is $17,000. That's your fixed price. Or you could go open-ended, and you might save a little money. And I give my clients options, and you can take whatever option you want. If you want to take the shot and say, you know what, I'll take all the risk and liability, I'll go with open-ended, and I'm going to hope that's only 30 or 40 tons or whatever, you'll save a bunch of money. So you'll have options. You don't have to decide right now. I'm just giving you all the options you have.
I got you, Teddy. All right. Good deal. So you're going to – okay, so let me just keep this straight. It's kind of hard to absorb all this because I know you're good at it. Can I – you're going to come out and do the sample, the testing anyway.
Well, not if we go open-ended. If we go open-ended, then if we just literally go out there blind and we just start digging and we dig until it's clean or clean enough to sample. That's where the geologist comes in and samples once he tells us it's clean enough. So we're
going to be – okay, and that's like you're going to take out 20 tons of soil?
Well,
and
it could
that
be,
would cost.
Well, it could be more. I mean, we don't know. We have to, that's the thing. We don't know. So we might dig until it's 50 tons of soil until it's clean. I don't know what it's going to take, you know?
Yeah. No, I understand that. And that's going to cost. Let me write this down. Hang on. I'm sorry, Teddy.
No worries. And I'll shoot you an email, too, with everything to kind of summarize our
conversation. All right. So if you just do it open end 20 tons, okay, just say that's a truckload. And how much is that going to be?
$9,500 is for a 20-ton dig.
A 20-ton dig. Now, and every how many tons after that is what?
Anything over 20 tons is $100
a ton. $100
a ton? That comes out, and that includes coming out, disposing of it, and bringing in certified clean fills, $100.
Oh, so even the other one, too. Even the 20-ton, that's included bringing clean stuff in.
Correct.
Okay, $100 a ton after that. Okay. And then, so that's just if I shoot. That's just if I shoot to do that open end. Just like go for it, right? That's okay.
Exactly.
Right?
That's how most people do it, to be honest, unless you're buying a property and you want to protect your downside and you want to know exactly what it's going to cost. But then I have clients in your position that do feel more comfortable having a fixed price. So it really is up to you how you know what your comfort level
is. Okay. And the fixed price would be you would come out and you would test it. You would test it, right?
Correct. Yep.
Test soil and how much would that be? It would be $600.
Yeah, we charge $600 exactly. Then I would report back to you and say, all right, John, here's what we have. It's your fixed price is hypothetically $15,000. That's the number, or $13,000, whatever the number is. And that number doesn't fluctuate. So when I start the job, we take a 50% deposit, and then you pay the balance when we do the work.
Okay, I got you. So maybe, jeez. And by what you're telling me, by what you sampled, it's hard to say how much is going to come out.
Here's the problem. So when we take the sample from when we do the tank pulls, we take one sample from one spot. So it tells us, it gives us a reading of what level it's at. And that reading is telling us, yes, it's over the cleanup standard. So that is telling us that we have soil out there that's over. Now, the question is, how far did that soil travel? Nobody knows at this point. That's why when we drill down, we drill until it's clean. So I may have to go down 8 feet, 10 feet, wherever I have to go. And then I figure out, okay, it's clean. And then I step back and I figure out how far it traveled.
Yeah.
And then once I know that, then I can calculate the tonnage and I can give you a price.
Then you can calculate the tonnage and give me a price. I gotcha.
Yeah,
that's kind of crazy. Either way, it's kind of nuts. All right. I understand totally. And you don't do it. If I just tell you to come out and take the truckload out, you don't test the soil. You just come out and start going.
We just go, exactly. We just start digging, and then when we're done digging, we get to a clean zone. It doesn't have to be completely clean. It just has to be clean enough to where it's going to pass the cleanup standard.
And most people do that 20-ton thing, the first one, huh?
Most people that already own the property, yes, that's the option they go for. But then I have clients that say, you know what, I feel a lot more comfortable just knowing my number before I start this project. So it just really it really depends, you know, on your threshold.
I know, buddy. I'm sorry I'm taking all this time, but I'm being kind of, I don't know.
No, listen, that's what I'm here for. Any questions you have. And like I said, we can, if you want to pay at closing, let's say, you know what, I don't want to lay any of this money out, we can do payment at closing. We do take a 30% deposit, and then we take the balance at closing. We can do that for a fixed price cleanup.
For a fixed price cleanup. I got you. All right. Let me get back to you. Let me try to hash this out a little.
I'll shoot you an email summarizing this, and I'll send you the lab results. You can look at them and just digest it. Think about it. Get back to me whenever you have any questions.
Because I want to get rolling on. Can you roll on this right away?
Yeah.
Can you get started?
Depending on which direction you want to go, and if you want to do the sampling, I could do that for you. right away, probably next week, or, you know, I can get that sampling done and report back to you with our findings. Otherwise, you're looking at the following week to do the cleanup.
Hey, I can't pay extra for this the testing and not, and then go from there. That don't work that way. This is what I'm trying to say. Huh?
What do you mean? Like the initial testing?
Yeah.
Well, that testing is really only for us to find out how extensive it is. It doesn't do anything else. That's, it's only literally us to investigate how far it traveled.
Okay. So when you come out through the 20, when you just come out and start digging, you don't do no testing. You just start coming out and start digging and that's it.
Well, we dig, and then once we're done digging, we test. We take 6 samples to prove that we got all the soil below the standards. Yeah, that's what's happening in that situation. So,
one last thing. When you do the testing, when you give the estimate, what's the kind of estimate we're looking at there? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, say, once you test and then you decide, what kind of price ranges are usually in? 20,
I mean,
10, 10,000?
It really depends, man. It depends on how far travel. But, like, I mean, I have some that are crazy, but, like, most of them on average are, they fall anywhere between typically like 11 and 18, somewhere in that neighborhood, typically.
11 and 18. Okay, that's a big help.
Yeah. And, but that, okay. I have others. I mean, this is not your situation, so I don't want to scare you, but I had a lady in South Jersey in Keyport. We just did it this week. She has a mess, dude, all sand out down there by the beach. It's all over her house. I gave her a price of $160,000.
Woo!
Yeah, she almost. I felt so bad for her, man. She's trying to sell the house. She can't. She has no equity. She's in trouble. So, but that's not your situation. I don't want to scare you away. But yeah, that's.
Yeah. I got you.
It's all over the map. You know, it just depends on how far the stuff.
All right. Let me just sit on this a day, and then I'll call you tomorrow. I'm going to call you tomorrow.
I'll be in the office all day. Give me a call.
What's this? The number that you just called me on is good number.
Yeah, you can call me back here anytime, and is this your cell? I'll text you from my cell as well. You have that number too.
Yeah. This is my cell phone, Teddy. I appreciate your help here very much.
No problem, John. Any questions? Let me know.
Thanks for your time. Bye bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye.